and the shooter then shot himself and killed himself in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were in a medical building that was next to a hospital system, the second floor. I think it was outpatient surgery, and maybe there's some other services up there. It obviously seems targeted, not random. And we don't know at this reading, the guy's name even, I don't know it, and why he did it and all that. They claim they searched his house in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Supposedly he put a bomb there. They didn't find a bomb there. This is a sick guy. But let me tell you the larger issue to me. The larger issue to me is, why are people permitted? Why are mentally ill people? Is anybody permitted to buy military weapons without background checks? Or at all? What? You have Uvalde, 19 little ones, 10-year-olds, fourth graders, two teachers murdered. The cops chickened out and hid in the hallway for an hour, saying, oh, well, we contained him. Okay, great. Where'd you contain him? In a classroom with little children and teachers. Oh, that's great. And you're getting what? Cell phone calls for 911. Please help me. I've been shot. And you go, I've contained him, and stand for an hour till somebody else with the stones to come and go in goes in. What are you being paid for? 40% of the budget is being paid. These guys should be fired. Anybody who didn't go right in, confront that active shooter, kill him, should be fired. That's Uvalde. In Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, there's a grocery store, people minding their own business, you know, say an old lady's pushing a cart down the aisle, finds some ingredients for family Sunday dinner, and looks up. There's a guy in camouflage and a mask and an AR-15, and guns are down. What? 10 people shot, including a heroic security guard who confronted him and pumped bullets into him, but the guy had a bulletproof vest on. And you need to be a sharpshooter and shoot him in the head. Shoot him wherever you can shoot him. Sandy Hook, 20, 21 kids and 6 adults killed. What is the response of the Republican Party? What is the response of the Democratic Party? And what should the response be? The response of the Republican Party is to filibuster any attempt to address this problem by restricting these kind of guns from civilians. Any attempt. Under the filibuster, it takes 60 votes to overcome it. At a 50-50 Senate, that takes 10 Republicans. And Moscow Mitch himself filibusters it. Everybody filibusters it. Everybody filibusters it. Manchin and Sinema won't vote to overturn the filibuster for that one bill. They could vote to overturn it. And they, if they want to pose for holy pictures back home about how they didn't try to overturn the filibuster, they can go, we're just going to overturn it for one or two bills. Here's what they are. Voting rights, SB1 and HR1, get control of federal elections and take them out of the hands of state crooks. State criminals is what these people are trying to tamper with our elections. Number two, the Brady Bill. We're going to suspend it for this bill, number two. And you do it that way. Moscow Mitch did it that way. Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster when he was in there because he knew he couldn't get the Supreme Court appointments through that Trump wanted. So he said, well, we're just going to suspend it for this bill. And everybody goes, okay. But okay. And then look what he puts on the Supreme Court. And oh, by the way, we're going to suspend it for Trump's cabinet appointments. It was just a collection of crooks. Lying Mike Pompeo, crooked William Barr. They couldn't have gotten through normally. The Republicans do it all the time. The minute they ever get back in power again, they'll do it again. For everything. Wake up. But we have Manchin and Sinema who won't do it. Now, let me tell you something. The Brady Bill is not enough. I mean, the Brady Bill would require background checks. Right now, you have them in licensed gun stores. But anybody can buy or sell a gun. Guy can show up in a raincoat in a parking lot at midnight in the rain and go, gun show. And all these lowlifes come swarming out of the gutter. And they can buy an AR-15. No background check. A guy could be clearly mentally ill. Guy could be a terrorist. Guy could be a felon. I told you in a prior show, I'm going to tell you again. And this is in a gun shop. This is years ago. Guy goes into a gun shop and says, I need a high-powered rifle. Guy in the gun shop goes, okay, here's some possibilities. Guy says, no, a really high-powered rifle. He says, do you have one that can pierce a limousine? And you know what the gun owner did? He laughed. He said, I got it right here. These people are sick. Do you understand that? They're sick. Now, the Brady Bill right now would provide background checks, maybe a red flag law. So you have a clearly mentally ill relative that has a gun or is somebody's threatening to shoot people on social media. You can go to a judge and take his gun away. That's going to take a few days. It's great. The Republicans are even filibustering that. But I have a better solution to this. And the way to do it is not to engage the right on this particular weapon or that particular weapon in the legislation. But it's to say, people over 21, you've got to raise the age to 21, because 18-year-old guys are immature, many of them. They show off to the girls, they get jilted at the prom, they get angry, and they figure, my life's not going anywhere anyway, and I'm going to take a lot of people with me. By the time they turn 21, at least they're supposed to have a little bit of common sense. Although I don't know anybody at 21 who does have any common sense, but they have more common sense than they were 18, let's put it that way. Now, the answer is you draft legislation, and it says this, simply. Civilians can lawfully own civilian weapons. They cannot own military weapons. Military weapons are reserved for the military. Now, if people want to shoot them, and they're a lot of fun to shoot, go in the service. Go in the Marine Corps, go in the Army, go in the Navy, and you're going to get weapons training depending on what units you go into. It's a lot of fun, but you learn to respect the gun. You learn to know the gun. You learn to know its purpose, and its purpose is limited. You don't fire a gun unless you intend to kill someone other than in target practice. And that should only be an enemy of the United States in combat, in a war that's declared by the president and the Congress. To me, that takes care of it. Then you draft rules. What is a civilian weapon? What is a military weapon? Any assault rifle, an AR-15, an AK-47, is a military weapon. Why do I say that? The Congress recognized it itself. Why do I say that? Because in the 1930s, they outlawed machine guns. Remember, the kinds of machine guns took a long time to evolve. I mean, they didn't have them in the Revolutionary War, obviously. Suddenly they had these Tommy guns. They outlawed these things, and they're still outlawed. But I'll tell you what, a modern AR-15 is more lethal than a 1930s Tommy gun. It's a military weapon. You have these clips that have dozens, maybe 100 bullets, and they fire them in a minute and a half. That's a military weapon. Ban military weapons. We already do. We ban nuclear weapons, chemical, biological, bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers. We ban machine guns. Just ban military weapons and then define them in the regulations as including assault weapons. And nobody can buy any weapon till they're 21. And if they want to hunt with their father and under his supervision, fine, that kind of thing. Something's got to be done. You cannot continue to have Tulsas, Uvaldes, Buffaloes, Sandy Hooks every day, it seems. You've got to get it under control. It's not enough to have background checks. You have got to make assault rifles military weapons. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. Just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.